This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. Sonam Losar being celebrated across Nepal organizing various programs today. Opposition parties decides to reject government's ordinance. Preparation underway to address people's issues in upcoming parliamentary session. And passenger plane crashes into Potomac River after mid-air collision with a military helicopter in Washington, D.C., USA. Now the news in detail. Sonam Losar is being celebrated across Nepal organizing various programs. Observed on the first day of the new moon in the month of Magh, this festival is a time for family gatherings, feasting on traditional cuisines and cultural performances. According to the Manjushri calendar, it is the new year for the community who celebrates Sonam Losar, and they divide the year into 12 cycles, each named after an animal. This system reflects the deep connection to nature and the lunar calendar. In the capital city, a special program is being organized at Tudikhel to mark the occasion. These events showcase traditional music, dance and rituals, highlighting the rich cultural heritage of the various communities who celebrate Sonam Losar. Sonam Losar is not only a time for celebration but also holds cultural significance, symbolizing the community's unity and their commitment to preserving ancestral tradition. Communities who celebrate Sonam Losar include Tamang, Sherpa, Hyomo, Thakali, Jirel, Nesyang, Bhote, Dura, Lepcha, etc., living in different parts of the country. These vivid and diverse communities have also been celebrating Sonam Losar festival according to their own customs and traditions. On the occasion of Sonam Losar, President Ramchandra Podal expressed hope that Sonam Losar would strengthen national unity and mutual goodwill. In his message, President Podal wished for the festival to inspire Nepalese toward economic and social prosperity. Sonam Losar is marked by worship, cultural celebrations and Buddha's teachings. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli extended best wishes on the occasion to all the communities who celebrate Sonam Losar. Talking in Facebook, Prime Minister Oli offered best wishes to all the community to celebrate Sonam Losar with vibrant cultural performances. In his Solar Losar message, Vice President Yadav called the festival a symbol of identity, urging the preservation of traditions, cultures and customs. Vice President Ramchandra Prasad Yadav expressed that unity within Nepal's social diversity would strengthen the national spirit. Speaker of House of Representatives Devraj Khimbire stated that festivals across Nepali communities have enriched society. In his Sonam Losar message, Speaker Khimbire emphasized that the festival strengthens unity and cooperation while celebrating traditional musical instruments like Dumfu and folk songs like Tamang Selo. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal expressed that Sonam Losar strengthens social harmony, brotherhood and national unity. In his message, Chair Dahal highlighted the festival's role in preserving culture and promoting unity among Nepal's diverse society. Opposition parties have decided to reject the ordinance introduced by the government. The decision was made in a meeting of the Parliamentary Party Office of the CPN Maoist Center held today at Singhadarbar. Chief Whip of CPN Maoist Center, Hitraj Pandey, stated that the opposition parties have rejected the ordinance as it was introduced outside the established procedures and processes. During the meeting, discussions also took place on raising people's concerns effectively in the upcoming parliamentary session, which starts tomorrow. Chief Whip Pandey shared that the opposition parties will focus on various key issues, including strengthening the voices of the people. The meeting was attended by CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Acting President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Dol Prasad Arial, Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal, and leaders from Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Nepal Socialist Party, and Rashtriya Janamorcha Party. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, PSB Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista has stated that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal will operate in line with international norms and national needs. Speaking to Rashtriya Samachar Samiti on the occasion of anniversary of Nepal Television, Executive Chair Dr. Bista noted that Nepal Television, now under Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, was established in 1985 as a new step in Nepal's broadcasting sector. Dr. Bista stated that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal will focus on political neutrality and independence from business interest. Likewise, Dr. Bista added that over the years, Nepal Television expanded its scope, contributing to democracy, national unity, and public awareness. Dr. Bista also reiterated that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal will prioritize national unity, disaster response, and prosperity, and informed that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal plans to adopt a hybrid model for financial sustainability and integrate radio, television, and digital platforms. Furthermore, Dr. Bista also announced plans to launch Nepal Television World to enhance Nepal's presence in global media. Similarly, Executive Chair Dr. Bista urged Public Service Broadcasting Nepal employees to adapt to changes and called on stakeholders to support the institution's role in strengthening national unity. The Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka hosted a program on trade and investment linkages between Nepal and Bangladesh in Dhaka on Wednesday. Ambassador of Nepal to Bangladesh, Ghanshyam Bhandari, stressed the increasing economic cooperation between the two nations, focusing on sectors such as trade, energy, and tourism. Ambassador Bhandari emphasized the first-ever flow of 40 megawatt of hydroelectricity from Nepal to Bangladesh. CEO of Investment Board Nepal, Sushil Gewali, discussed Nepal's investment climate, opportunities in energy, tourism, agriculture, and more. Likewise, CEO Gewali encouraged Bangladeshi businesses to partner with Nepal's business community. The event saw participation from key business leaders, including representatives of the Federation of Bangladesh Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FBCCI, and Dhaka Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, who expressed their commitment to strengthening investment ties with Nepal. Chichung village in Dhawalagiri rural municipality for Magdi, located in a remote area, has now been connected to the road network. The Upper Magdi Hydroelectric Project, in coordination with the local municipality and ward office, constructed a 5-kilometer road linking Naurat to Chichung. The road was built in response to local demands, with a dozer operating for about 2 months. The construction has benefited 19 households in Chichung, making transportation easier. It has also made transportation of goods, food, and livestock to markets easier. The local community celebrated the road completion with songs and dances. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. A passenger jet and a military helicopter collided in mid-air near Reagan National Airport in USA. A U.S. passenger plane carrying 64 people crashed into Washington, D.C.'s Chile Potomac River after colliding mid-air with a military helicopter on a nighttime training exercise. This prompted a major emergency response and the grounding of all flights. According to Al Jazeera, police said multiple agencies are conducting a search and rescue operation in the Potomac River, which borders the airport. There is no immediate information on casualties. The plane was arriving from Wichita, Kansas, when the collision occurred. Following the incident, Reagan International Airport has halted all takeoffs and landings. Authorities are investigating the cause of the crash. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered the expansion of a detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to house 30,000 undocumented migrants. According to the BBC, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel condemned the move, calling it an act of brutality. Meanwhile, the White House has rescinded a memo that temporarily froze federal funding for various services. The memo, leaked earlier this week, caused confusion before a judge blocked it minutes before taking effect on Tuesday. President Trump said the freeze aimed to combat scams. Three Israeli hostages are expected to be freed after more than 15 months in Gaza. According to the BBC, Hamas will also release 5 Thai nationals whose names have not been confirmed yet. The Thai nationals were taken hostage during the attack on 7th October 2023. Israel will later release 110 Palestinians held in Israeli prisons. This marks the third release of hostages since the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas began on 19 January. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The westerly wind is influencing the country's weather today. The hilly region of Kosi, Gandaki, Bagmati and Karnali provinces will have partly to generally cloudy conditions, while the rest of the country will experience fair weather. Foggy conditions prevail in many places of the Tarai. Light snowfall is possible in one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province. Tonight, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and clear in other areas. Similarly, conditions conditions are expected in the next 24 hours, with light snowfall likely in some high-altitude areas of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned that dense fog may occur in many places of the Tarai on Friday morning, potentially affecting daily life, agriculture, health, transport, and aviation. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sonam Losar being celebrated across Nepal, organizing various programs. Opposition parties decides to reject government's ordinance. Preparation underway to address people's issues in upcoming parliamentary session. And passenger plane crashes into Potomac River after mid-air collision with military helicopter in Washington, D.C., USA. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, for news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. this evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.